Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talking Logistics, where we have conversations with thought leaders and newsmakers in the supply chain logistics industry. It's my great pleasure to welcome today's program, Mike Hain, who is Director of Industry Strategy at Descartes. And today we're going to talk about key factors shaping transportation management in 2024. So if you're in the front lines of transportation management, you know there's never a dull moment, you know, in this industry. So whether you're, you know, navigating the ebbs and flow of capacity and rates, or you're dealing with new regulations or new customer requirements, you know, finding the right balance between cost and service and risk and compliance is more difficult, you know, than ever. And, you know, since 2017, Descartes has been conducting an annual benchmark of a benchmark survey of global transportation professionals to identify the strategies, tactics, and technology approach of you know, top performing organizations. And they just published, you know, this year's report, and it's great to have Mike on the program to, you know, share some key findings and takeaways from the report. So, Mike, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Adrian. Long time, first time. So, been watching these all throughout. So, I'm very happy to be here today to share, you know, some of what we found out through the study. And just to point out, this year we actually expanded the respondent base. So we have 630 respondents this year, almost double what we used to do. So yeah, a lot more like insights, and we'll have even some more, I think, stuff coming out where we can dig a little more into the data. This is just the aggregate view so far that we published, but yeah, some good stuff in here.
Yeah, no, that's a great response rate. And, you know, certainly we'll include a link to the report as part of the write-up. So folks that, you know, are interested in downloading that, you know, can do so and can kind of get more details. Like we always do in these episodes, you know, we always just manage to scratch the surface on these things. Yeah. But anyway, on that note, you know, again, the research explored, you know, a lot of different topics and, you know, and questions. So, I mean, if you had to pick, let's say, three key takeaways from the study, I mean, what would they be?
Yeah, so the takeaways, again, this is focused on just transportation management, looking, talking to shippers and LSPs. But the main takeaways, we ask folks how their executives view transportation supply chain. And the ones that consider it a competitive weapon are more likely to invest in transportation management technologies. They also have higher expectations for the growth of their companies and their business. And the poorer performers, or the folks that didn't, you know, consider supply chain to be a competitive weapon, were more focused on cost-cutting measures and things like that, and not expanding and exciting their customers as much as the competitive weapon. One of the other things that came out of this is there the continuing trend that visibility has been and still is the top area where folks are investing in transportation management technologies moving forward. And we can get to it a little later, but I have some thoughts on why that is. And that sort of stuff. But yeah, so the top performers, people, they're really focused on expanding and investing in transportation, and not just, even in this high inflationary times, right? They're not just looking for cost cutting measures. So that's one of the main takeaways I see in this report.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have been in this industry now for, you know, 25.
Don't say it.
Yeah, don't say it. Exactly. I mean, you, well, just to put it in perspective, you and I had very long, thick, curly hair when we both got started in this industry. Yeah. But, you know, I think one of the interesting things was exactly to the findings of this. I mean, I go back to when I first started, and I remember, I would say almost 100% of the companies I would talk to, one of the big frustrations that transportation professionals had was that their companies viewed their role within the company as strictly a cost center, right? There was nothing strategic about transportation management. It wasn't viewed as a competitive weapon or something they can leverage to drive top line performance, yeah, something to drive a competitive advantage and so forth. And I think, you know, you fast forward to today, and for a variety of different reasons, you know, certainly a lot more companies are viewing, you know, transportation logistics in general as a competitive weapon, as a strategic lever. And I think this is consistent across all the different studies that you do there at Descartes, is that companies that really adopt that kind of strategic view beyond cost center, cost cutting mentality are the ones that are the strongest performers, right?
For sure. Yeah. And it even started pre-pandemic. I mean, when you started having, you know, CEOs talk about transportation costs on earnings calls and things like that, that never happened, you know, until like 7, 8 years ago. So it's definitely elevated. And I think a lot of companies are getting it. But there's also, you know, folks that are just, you know, kind of on their tried and true path. We see all kinds out there for sure. You know, and everyone has different strategies of how they want to do it. You know, not everyone's an early adopter. And our data, you know, shows that as well. You know, kind of fast follower is kind of the main thing, but there's definitely folks that are, you know, this is what we do and we get the stuff there. And, you know, no one, if my phone doesn't ring at night, everyone's happy. Right. So,
yeah, no, there's certainly still laggards out there for sure. Yep. Not everyone is a leader in this area. I mean, this, you know, if you look at this industry, I mean, there's a lot of market forces and regulations, you know, impacting, yeah, you know, the transportation industry. I mean, which ones, and I know you explored some of this in the research. I mean, which ones did the respondents say will have the greatest impact over the next few years?
Yeah, so we asked this again. This is something we've asked all along. So fuel costs was the main concern to have impact, which is a little interesting to me. I get it. We also have a bigger mix of Europe and North America. So it might be more because, you know, overall fuel has been kind of flat, you know, so it, but it's always just hanging there as like, you know, a harbinger, I guess. It's kind of hard. I mean, and it's still, you know, it's below $4 a gallon here, diesel. So, I mean, it's still, it's high, but it hasn't been like rising. So fuel cost was the top. Environmental regulations came in at 2. And then carrier charges came in at 3 this year. So, and I think part of that has to do with, again, the mix we have. So dropping out, driver shortage dropped out of the top 3. Capacity constraints dropped out. I mean, it was a pretty soft market, especially in truckload, you know, this past year. And so I think, you know, that has people kind of shifting. But yeah, it was interesting that fuel remained high up on there. But yeah, I mean, so people are interested in controlling costs, but it's not necessarily a primary factor, right? Everyone, it's that service and how do we grow, you know, without extending our costs, you know, too far, I think is where people are.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting about fuel. You're right. I mean, I think we've been kind of in this very relatively stable environment. I remember it wasn't that long ago, maybe 5, 10 years, maybe 10 years ago, but everyone was talking about, you know, $100 a barrel and over $100 a barrel, maybe even getting to $200 yeah, a barrel, you know, and what that was going to do to gasoline and diesel prices overall. And certainly we've had some instability with what's going on with the Russia-Ukraine war and what's that done to the market. So I think maybe it's a remnant of the fact that the geopolitical situation right now with the Middle East and Russia, you know, there's concern there in terms of, you know, that's the kind of thing that can turn on a dime. Like even though things might be stable, if there's any kind of war breaks out or anything else, you know, the price of oil can get greatly impacted. But the environmental piece, again, not surprising. I mean, we've done research on our end as well. And when you look at all of the emerging reporting requirements that are coming out in terms of tracking, you know, carbon dioxide emissions, and when you look at from a carrier standpoint, all of the regulations in terms of trying to drive the transition to electric, you know, battery powered electric trucks and move away from diesel in California and elsewhere. I think all those things are something that a lot of industry professionals are keeping a pulse on because it could have, again, both cost and service implications, you know, down the road. And I want to explore the sustainability piece in just a bit, but I also, before we get there, you know, I want to talk about you know, technology. I mean, obviously, the study also explored how companies view the role of technology as well as their strategies and plans for leveraging it, you know, to create business value. Right? At the end of the day, you know, I think that's the right approach is to say, hey, we'll implement technology, but how does it ultimately link to actually driving, you know, business results? I mean, what were some of the key studies from the study with regards to technology and how some of the respondents are approaching it?
Yeah, so it's interesting, again, given, you know, where we're at with the economy and inflation and all that stuff, that 3/4 of the respondents are still increasing their investment in transportation IT. What we did see was at the higher end, like people investing more than 5% came down, but still most respondents are investing, you know, at least more than today. You know, I think under 5%, I think was the largest, you know, grouping that we saw. But the other thing that we saw in that data as well was competitive weapon or top performers, they were 2.5 times more likely to be investing more than the laggards or the bottom performing companies. So again, people are not shying away from, you know, as they're trying to control costs, to invest smartly in the things that will deliver value to their customers, you know, while saving them other costs on the other side, right? And as I said, so visibility was the top choice. Order management was the next choice. And interesting, this year, fleet routing actually popped up into the top three. And that's a new one. So last year, I believe it was performance reporting and dashboards rounded out the top three. So fleet routing coming up again, with the capacity crunch we've had, shippers wanting to take more control, you know, maybe this is a sign, you know, private dedicated fleets growing, shippers capturing capacity. But so that was, I mean, not a total surprise, but it was interesting to see that rise up. It was not something I was necessarily expecting, you know, to see in this year's survey.
Yeah, no, definitely interesting to see that in the top three. I mean, I think in general, what I always say about technology, especially transportation, it's one of these things that, you know, it's almost, I don't want to say immune, but, you know, investment is relatively strong, both in good and quote unquote bad economic times, because when times are challenging, companies want to invest in technology to help them cut costs, right? And that's where maybe where more of the cost mentality comes in. But when times are good, you know, and volumes are going up and companies are looking to expand and so forth, they need to invest in technology in order to scale profitably and to scale their operations. So no matter where the economy is and the market is, you know, there's always a strong business case to invest in technology. And I think, you know, to your point, I mean, those companies that really view transportation strategically, you know, that's where, you know, you see the strongest investment, because they're continuously looking for ways to not only continuously improve their existing operations, but maybe to continue to raise the bar and find new opportunities to differentiate themselves in the market, right?
Yeah. And I mean, just to follow on that point, I mean, with spot rates for truckload here still below contract rates, you know, so it's still a relatively good market for shippers. But this is the time, if you can think about different strategies for, you know, mode switching or capturing capacity. I mean, if it makes sense now, it's going to make even more sense, you know, when rates go up. So hopefully, and I don't think, you know, any of our customers are, but, you know, people are not, you know, make hay when the sun's shining, right? So, you know, always be looking for and making those plans, because we know this all too well, you know, things are going to change and it's going to get rough again. And so for the shippers anyway, and all the brokers and the carriers are waiting for that time where they can, you know, have their numbers look a little better to the investment community and everything. So it'll happen, but yeah, just technology will help folks make that transition when it comes.
Yeah, absolutely. The pendulum always swings back in the other direction. That's one of the truths of this industry. So I want to get back to the sustainability question now and topic. So, you know, transportation is one of the largest sources of, you know, greenhouse gas emissions, you know, for most companies. So, you know, the ability to measure and report CO2 emissions for transportation operations is, you know, becoming increasingly important. So how are companies looking at, you know, CO2 and sustainability reporting initiatives?
Yeah. So what we found was over 60% of the respondents said they either consider sustainability in their strategic plans or they factor it into their daily decision making. So only about 24% say they simply report on it. So there's definitely some of those. And then there's also a small that said they don't factor it in at all. So definitely almost 2/3 are saying they take it into account into their strategic plans. Now, what is also interesting about that, though, is because when I mentioned those things about, you know, visibility, order management, fleet routing, I mean, sustainability and environmental thing, you know, they could have chosen those as well, right? So it's like, it's a factor, but it's not rising to the top of when we ask them what's really important and where are you going to be investing in technology. So it's like it's factoring into things, but it's not like I need to go out and, you know, switch things up right now. It's just a matter of, in my experience, sometimes it's still just a tiebreaker, right, between cost. And this is another thing, because we have more data now, definitely Europeans are reporting on it a lot more than the North American shippers, for sure. I mean, double digits. So North American shippers are still lagging behind, you know, waiting, I think, for to get, you know, pulled into it a little bit more, or seeing, like you said, what California is going to do and, you know, how that pulls across. So it's getting there, but I think there's still a lot more room that folks could do. In our other study on, you know, home delivery, you know, we asked direct consumers and people like that. And so ESG and sustainability are definitely part of what consumers are thinking about when they're making buying choices. So it's coming along, but I think it's not quite as far as it will be. And it's going to take some really strong regulations and some sticks, you know, from agencies to really make it hit home.
Yeah. You know, I think the reporting piece is, I think, where a lot of companies actually start, right? That's the beginning piece, is to, you know, get some visibility, you know, and create that foundation to then, you know, decide whether you're going to start leveraging, you know, CO2 emissions as part of your decision-making process. And you know, we actually did some research last year with our Indigo supply chain research community. And, you know, the results came back that, you know, the majority of our respondents believe that having CO2 emissions reporting capability within TMS solutions, within transportation management systems, is going to become like a must have in the next 5 years, right? Because that's either through regulations or because of their own internal reporting mechanism, particularly as this is, if this becomes kind of a financial report linked to financial reporting things like the SEC for publicly traded companies, if they need to start reporting on sustainability measures, they need to at least be able to capture that data. And since transportation, again, is a key source of emissions, you know, they're going to need a systems available, and a TMS is a logical, you know, tool to be able to at least serve as that platform to capture that information and report on that. You know, so Mike, I mean, again, lots of more information on this report. Again, we're going to include the link for people to download it. But did any other, you know, findings of the research stand out for you?
Well, one thing that stood out to me, being in this industry for so long and working for a company that does visibility, is looking at, you know, the mode that people say needs the most room for improvement or has the most room for improvement is truckload. So I started thinking about, you know, why, like, and this has been, I went back, this has been the top choice for the last 8 years. So truckload, followed closely by LTL, is the mode. So I was like, well, with all the great technology that's out there and everyone focusing on this, because every year it's the top investment area, you know, so why is it that, you know, it's always a top area for investment, but it's always an area that we're going to keep investing in. And so what's happening in truckload? So I started thinking about it some more, and, you know, so here's some of my thoughts on that is, you know, truckload's very different than some of the other modes out there, right? I mean, so most carriers are very small, so there's a long tail there, right? And so you're constantly onboarding carriers. It's not like parcel where you just have a few big guys. There's a ton of systems and all that stuff out there. But I guess my main point is, truckload visibility is a continuous improvement process. It's not a one and done. You can't just slap it in and be done. You know, carrier systems are changing, your carriers are changing, everything's moving all the time. So I think that's where why it's always ranking up there, is because of the movement of so many different partners coming in and out, and the systems are constantly changing on the back end and that sort of stuff. So I just, it's good to just, I guess, reaffirm that it's a journey and it's not a implement it once, you know, yet it takes a lot of care to keep these things up and running at their highest, you know, potential.
Yeah, no, you're right. Absolutely right. I mean, I think that, you know, again, for a lot of companies, truckload is their largest mode by spend. Of course, you've got exceptions here and there, but for most companies, particularly in the manufacturing sector and others, you know, truckload is dominant there. And secondly, to your point, I mean, it's a constantly changing environment, right? You're changing carriers all the time. You're adding new lanes, you're adding new carriers, and then have to integrate with other systems. You've got to then have the visibility to those new lanes and new carrier partners that you bring on. So yeah, there's nothing one and done about the truckload market, you know, for sure. So maybe as a way to wrap up, what calls to action, you know, come out of the study at the end of the day?
Yes, the basic thing, we just to kind of reiterate some of what we talked about, is the relationship between, you know, executive management's perception of supply chain and transportation. So if they view it as a competitive weapon, we see that those companies perform better and have a more focus on customer service and coming up with, you know, innovative options for delivery for their customers. They're much more likely to focus on that customer service. Like I said, visibility not being a commodity, and that it's still the top, you know, investment area. Those are the key takeaways that I have, from this study this year, and that our job's never done, right? We just have to keep innovating and keep moving with the times and work with people where they're at as well, especially, you know, with some of these carriers. Like I said, you know, they're not all going to be on the latest and greatest, you know, ELD and telematics. So you have to, you know, we have to get that visibility data somewhere. We have to communicate with them, you know, via whatever methods, you know, 40-year-old EDI or, you know, newfangled APIs. I mean, we have to work with a lot of different stuff in supply chain to make everything come together, to improve the businesses as a whole.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I guess just to build on what you said, I mean, my key takeaway from both this conversation and the report is that, you know, if you're a C-level executive, if you're a, you know, CEO, a chief operating officer, and, you know, you've historically and until today continue to view transportation logistics as a cost center and really aren't viewing it as a strategic weapon or an area that can help, again, drive, you know, obviously managing cost is always going to be, you know, important as well as service. But if you're not also looking at it, how can we leverage this part of our operations to differentiate ourselves in the market, to not only help on the cost side of the equation, but also the revenue side of the equation. You know, that really to me is that cultural change, you know, that change in perspective. If you're able to change that perspective, that's going to open the door to a lot more opportunities where then technology can help, you know, that can then right. help prioritize where to invest in technology to help you meet, you know, more of these more second order, more sophisticated, you know, goals and objectives. Well, Mike, again, you know, we're just scratching the surface here, but I think you provided some great insights and advice on some of the key findings from the report. And again, we'll encourage folks to download the report to get all the details. But again, thank you for making the time to be with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great seeing you again, Adrian. And looking forward to talking to you again real soon.
Great. I want to thank those of you that joined us. If you're watching this episode on demand, either at the Descartes website or on Talk Logistics, and you've got a question or a comment for Mike, you can post it there, and I'm sure he'll be more than happy to respond via that medium. Again, thank you for joining us, and look forward to seeing you in a future episode of Talk Logistics. Have a great day.